Barry, congratulations. That's an important 3 points.
Aye, no, massive. No, it keeps us in touch now with them just above us and Drogheda, no, Sligo, whoever else is just there. No, if they had beat us tonight, it would have been 8 or 9 points, and even this early stage, it would have been a lot to make up. So now we're obviously delighted to get the 3 points and, you know, close the gap and hopefully kick on.
Because it was a very close game, wasn't it, Barry? And it was when it took something really special at the end to win it. Tell us about that goal.
Ah, there's nothing. No, there's, I don't know, again, set piece, on a long throw with the corner cleared, and we look who's coming on to it, and you know, he got one of them against Sligo, and I thought he was going to hit it again, but no, he stepped over it and just took one touch and tried to hit it through the bodies and hope it went in, and no, thankfully it did.
Did you give him a shout?
I give him a shout, Dave, but still, yeah. No, them strikers sometimes, no, greedy a wee bit, but no, yeah. No, just thankfully it went in, and no, it was a big 3 points.
Because there was a few of those tonight, a few of those situations where the ball was dropping at the edge of the box, Barry, and just, you know, maybe the player didn't get on it or dropped the wrong way, so, you know, you never really know what's going to happen.
Well, that's it. No, it was a scrappy game, and I think both teams were kind of feeding off second phase set pieces, and no, as you said, I dropped the ball here or there, could have been them getting one up, or no, we could have scored earlier, but no, but, no. The run of games have been on, it doesn't really matter, like, it's the 3 points is big and, you know, we just have to kick on.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, all these injuries and the suspensions as well, it's making life so difficult. And another injury tonight, worryingly, Elian Zai, he's such a good player in there with you in the middle of the park, Barry, he'll be a big loss.
Oh, well, that's it. No, it's every week as well as English is coming along, and no, it's been a barrier probably for him and for us, no, throughout the season so far. And no, he's obviously played well and he's kicking on now, and it's going to be for him obviously going to be disappointed, but no, it gives, to be fair, it gives chances for other players coming in, and you know, when you're missing, you know, obviously Webby out now for the year, like, it's a massive blow at the back. But Rob Slevin, Jose, and then Turish when we come on as well, like, no, it's another clean sheet, and we need to kind of build on that there, and, you know, keep clean sheets, no, it's the most important.
Yeah, and you wore the captain's armband tonight. Are you captain now in place of Dave Webster?
No idea, no, I was just there the night, and I've done it any time he's been out, so I'm assuming so. But no, to me, no, it's not about one player, it's about, you know, the 11, and, you know, obviously Ethan Boyle coming back next week from suspension, you've Ryan Connolly, you know, players with experience, you know, so it's not going to be, you know, on me or certain individuals, you know, it's about a team and having 5, 6, 7 leaders in there and, you know, working together and trying to kick on.